Take your seat. Take your seat. Take your seat. Still keep the atmosphere, okay? Your sitting down is not to get off the joy, the atmosphere, the aura, the cloud of glory, the experiences, the encounters, the power of God flowing and moving around you. It's just that you're sitting, that's all. Amen? Maintain it, maintain it, maintain it, maintain it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, I'll just say this quickly. And then, for those who want me to minister to them, we'll just get on that, and that will be it for tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, in Luke 24 and 49, Jesus said to his disciples, he says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Until ye be endued with power from on high. Disciples that he had sent out and had results with the name of Jesus. Luke 9, Luke 10. But he told them to wait, to tarry, to behold. To behold. That is, there's a need to look again. And by the time we see what happened with Peter in Acts 9, then it lets us know that it ought to be a constant looking again. Looking again. Just keeping it fresh that the power of God is at work with you. When he got to where Dorcas was laid, he was to raise her from the dead. When he got there, he turned and prayed. And when he was done praying, he turned again to the body. Hallelujah. And said, "Rise up." Amen. I say to you, arise. So there must be a consistent consciousness. It's not enough to know that the power of God is in you. You know, because the Holy Ghost is in there. And is in there forever. It won't leave. That's good to know. That's good knowledge. Amen. It's not enough to know that, okay, power walked towards you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead also raised you from the dead and stays with you. It's a consciousness that you must have, that you must keep fresh, that there's walking power with you. Hallelujah. Walking power. You know, not dormant power, walking power. Not a 5,000 kVA generator that cannot start. Mm-mm. Not that, wow, what a huge generator, but it can't start. No. Walking power. It's walking all the time. When you are sleeping, power is walking. When you are praying, power is walking. When you are studying God's word, power is walking. When you are preaching, power is walking. Hallelujah. Walking power. Walking power. In Ephesians 3, to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There's working power in us. So Jesus told his disciples to tarry until they are clothed with power from on high. The believer must know that. He's given them everything, gave them his word, gave them the great commission. He's even showed them. He took them around in ministry. And they saw miracles. They saw and saw and saw. They gave some of them privileges to see certain manifestations and encounters. In Matthew 17, for instance, Jesus went to pray. And Peter, James, and John, he took them with him. And they saw a vision. They saw Moses and Elijah come talk with Jesus. And they said, "Well, let's have three tabernacles here. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Let's just tarry here. That this is heavenly." At the end of the day, of course, they heard the voice. And he told them, "Tell the vision to no man." Hallelujah. So, a consciousness that you have regularly. So, you must do something about it. So there's a responsibility that you are leaving this believers meeting with. Of course, we still have a session tomorrow. To just stay conscious that there's working power. There's working power. In Acts 28, Paul was on a long journey, a trial journey, experienced shipwreck and all of that. And it was a time they didn't eat, then they ate, and it was such a long, long journey. Then they found themselves on the island of Melita, and they were gathering sticks, right, to just make fire. And while Paul was doing that, a viper wrapped around his hand, and then he shook the viper into the fire and just continued. And you would observe something, the response of the people around. They just were waiting, just watching him. That he will soon drop dead. He will soon drop dead. Because that's the experience around here. Nobody has such an experience and doesn't drop dead. And they were watching. And they were watching. And this guy continued his activities. Oh, he's not up. Then they changed their minds. So the gods have come to visit us. Hallelujah. A consciousness that the power of God is working. A consciousness. And the truth is, that is how we are going to get the job done. That's how we are going to get the job done. A consciousness that the power of God works in our prayers, works in our songs, works in our services, works in our outreaches, works in our homes, works in our lives, works in our cars, works in our bodies. Amen. The power of God is working. Amen. Amen. You know, it's something that shouldn't expire. Amen. You know, there are times some things will trend. Trend in churches, trend in the body of Christ, and then just fizzle away. This one was not trend and fizzle. The power of God is working. God's power is working. Hallelujah. God's power is working. God's power is working in my body. God's power is working in my ministry. God's power is working in my life. God's power is working. Walking all the time. Walking every day. Walking in the morning. Walking in the noontime. Walking at night. The power of God is working. When I'm reading God's word, the power of God is working. When I'm speaking God's word, the power of God is working. The power of God is working all the time. The power of God is working. The power of God is working. The power of God is working. Bringing about the healing and effecting the cure. The power of God is working all the time. The power of God is working. The power of God is working. The power of God is working. Hallelujah. Walking power. And so you must take on that responsibility to do what you need to do every day. Every day. Spend time praying. Take times to fast. When you notice that, you know, you are not so sure. Yeah, it's good to minister by faith. It's good to just know God's word is true, that the power of God is with you. But you need to be fresh with that experience. That there's power working. You know how you used to feel the power of God when it's around you. And you notice that since January, this is December, you have not felt, you shouldn't even wait that long. You should take a fast. Just take a fast. Just take a fast. Just take a fast. Amen. And just get yourself conscious again. So we must act on God's word. Like we told us, we will build on that tomorrow. We must see Jesus as the forgiver of sins and the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in us for experiences. Yes, God washed us by His Spirit. Yes. Yes, by His Spirit. He made us His children, His sons. By His Spirit, He baptized us into His house, His family, into His church. But He gave us His Spirit so that we can have constant and consistent supernatural experiences. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so you must make up your mind to take on that responsibility. Are you listening to me? Make up your mind. Take on that responsibility. Whatever makes you feel like the power of God is not working, do your best to do something about that thing. Either it's relationships, either it's the words of people around you. No, do something about it. Do something about it. Do something about it. Maybe you get to somewhere and then you say, ah, you want to go on the power tree. And they say, ah, in this place, that one does not work. Immediately, you shut it down. The power of God works with me. Works with me, me, me. Works with me. Works with me. Hallelujah. The power of God works with me. And so you must do everything that God's word says you should do. Pray. Fast. Be filled with thanksgiving. Live and lead a spirit-filled life. Commit yourself to prayer. Pray and pray again. James 5, 17, 18, 16 already told us. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 17 and 18 talked about Elisha from 1 Kings 17 and 1 Kings 18. Says Elias was a man of like passion as we are, or subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed that it might not rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. Hallelujah. So we must get used to that, praying and praying again. Praying always. Ephesians 6 and 18. Romans 12 and 12, continuing instant in prayer. That's what he says. Luke 18, 1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Just keep praying. Just pray. Pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Hallelujah. And just commit yourself. Yeah, it's good to confess God's word, but ensure that it is backed up by prayer power. Prayer power. Hallelujah. Commit yourself to prayer. Prayer is the engine that drives spiritual exercise. You know, Jesus said, Luke 18, 1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. A translation, Jonathan Mitchell, New Testament translation, it says, talking about not to faint, he said, not to give in to bad or worthless situation, not to dwell within an ugly mood or maintain a disposition of poor quality, or not to respond badly in things. The more you pray, the more you are eager to do spiritual things. The more you pray, the more you give yourself to the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm saying to someone here under the sound of my voice, you've taken time to pray and committed yourself to prayer for a while, and it seems as though nothing is working. And you're just about, just thinking, just feeling like maybe I should tone down. No, don't. That's the voice of the enemy. Don't tone down. Don't tone down. There's a lot you've built in those prayers. There's a lot that you've done in the place of prayer. Don't give up. No. Don't tone down. No. There's a lot that you've done. For the harvest is just near. So pray and pray again. Amen. Romans chapter 1 and verse 11. Paul says, for I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. The word impart is a word that means to share something, to make available to others, to share. In impartations, there's a sharing. There's a sharing. And you know what he said? Notice what he said. He says, I long to see you that I may impart. So the impartation was to happen. Not just by words. Yes, impartation could happen by words. I mean, he could write letters those days. But he says, I long to see you. So he meant that he needed to see them. Of course, that will suggest physical contact. Amen? He needed to see them for the impartation to happen. He needed to see them for the impartation to happen. He needed to see them for the impartation to happen. Impartation is sharing, just making available. Praise the Lord. I can have one orange, and then maybe I want to take it, but I have three other friends who also want to take part of the orange, and I share into four. And I say, take out of. That's impartation. A sharing. Praise the Lord. And in impartations, many things happen. Many things. But the second one will say wholesale. Amen. I mean, there are plenty things that can happen. That's what that means. Plenty things that can happen. The ministry of the laying on of hands. It's a ministry. A ministry that you, if you will acknowledge that it is of God, if you would acknowledge that it's, that it can be an answer to your prayers, if you will acknowledge that it's a method, a means by which God reaches out, then you get it. Whatever it is, maybe it's been dry lately, you can receive freshness. Hallelujah. You can receive mighty rain by the laying on of hands. Maybe this and that has happened. Or maybe you just want more. You just want more. And then you can just desire in your heart and just take. Take of the ministry of laying on of hands. You can give us that song, yeah? Praise the Lord.